USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Barry rolled into the Louisiana coast, flooding highways and forcing people to scramble to rooftops and dumping heavy rain that could test the levees and pumps that were bolstered after Hurricane Katrina. After briefly becoming a Category 1 hurricane, the system quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it made landfall near Intracoastal City, Louisiana, west of New Orleans, with the winds falling to 70 miles an hour. But officials have warned that it could still cause disastrous flooding over the next 3 days over a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast. It looks like R. Kelly is back in prison once again, this time at the federal level, USA's Wendy King reports.
Singer R. Kelly is facing federal charges now in addition to sex crime charges in Chicago and New York. The charges accuse him of engaging in sex acts with girls under 18 and without disclosing he had a sexually transmitted disease.
This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Facebook may be close to putting a Federal Trade Commission investigation behind it, but it faces a variety of other probes in Europe and the United States, some of which could present it with an even bigger headache. While the $5 billion fine from the FTC, which Facebook has been expecting, is by far the largest the agency has levied on a technology company, the real worry for Facebook and its investors and companies that use it to advertise are the other restrictions and the government oversight that might come with it. This goes for other investigations as well, which span the globe from the European Union, Germany, Belgium, New York, Canada, and elsewhere. Beyond the regulatory investigations, Cowen's analyst John Blackledge notes that Facebook and other big companies are now facing broader antitrust concern. Though the scope of the involvement with the FTC investigation is unclear, Facebook has confirmed that it has received questions from the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission over Cambridge Analytica and says it's cooperating with the inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We've got a story that's a shoe lover's dream come true. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
New York auction house Sotheby's has announced a sale of 100 of the world's rarest sneakers, including a handmade 1972 pair, expected to sell for up to $160,000. Noah Wunsch.
The Nike Moon Shoe, which was hand-created by Bill Bowerman, one of the co-founders of Nike. These are some of the rarest sneakers in the world. You will not be able to find another pair in this pristine condition. The starting bid on that shoe is $80,000, and the low estimate is $110,000.
Only a dozen Nike Moon Shoes were ever made. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he will not impose quotas on importing uranium, backing away from a possible trade confrontation and breaking with a Commerce Department assessment that America's use of foreign uranium raises national security concerns. The decision is unusual for Trump, who has pointed to national security concerns in calling for restrictions on foreign metal and autos in trade negotiations. It's also drawing rare criticism from Republicans in energy-rich states. Uranium is a vital component for the U.S. nuclear arsenal, submarines, and power plants, which prompted a month-long Commerce Department investigation into whether such materials fall under the national security umbrella. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has said that just 5% of the uranium the U.S. needs for military and electricity generation comes from domestic production. Russia, China, and other countries supply the rest. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.